May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. It's me. I'm back. It is Well Said Sid on the mic again, and I can't believe I'm back because it's been a few weeks, and it's been a few incredible weeks too at that, like really transformative, eye-opening experiences that I've lived in the past few weeks. And honestly, a lot of inner-reflection and reading and spending time in uncomfortable situations or places. So today's episode is really for anybody who's looking for a slight change. And by change, I mean, how do I go about making a tweak in my life? I know that something needs to change. I can't quite identify what it is. And also just life updates about my wedding, different things that I'm prepping on and embracing the journey that I'm on right now, because the journey that I'm on right now, transparently, is a little confusing. I am confused. I'm living in confusion, but I think what I've been doing is I've been resisting that confusion versus embracing the journey. So we're going to talk all about all of those things. And this is season three. And the reason it's season three is because so much has changed even since the last time I was on this podcast. We're just going to talk about all of those things. And without further ado, I just want to update you on what it is to be wealthy, because that is really what this new season episode advancement of Well Said is going to be. Well Said podcast was made to speak truths, right? Always, always, always. That's what Well Said was. That's what Straight Candid was. If you guys are familiar, like you're really the OGs when Soph and I were on this podcast together. But really what has shifted in me is that wealthy means something to me. And I'm not talking about the EA wealthy. I'm not talking about money physically. I'm talking about how you live your life in a most like well-balanced, well-rounded, meaning you're not perfect, but you're doing more than just some of the things. And you're living life remembering that life in fulfillment in a wealthy, rich, juicy life is not just about working out and nutrition. It's about so much more than that. Hence my new merch I literally have right here, which I'm going to grab. I'm going to hold it up if you're on YouTube, because this is what it's all about. This is the reason I have changed so much of where I've been going, because I sat in what I wanted to get across. And not only did I want to get across that we're all just doing our best, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, which is why I have those brown hats that say it. But really, this is the bread and butter of where I'm going and what I'm doing is wealthy, this word, this W-E-L-L-T-H-Y word. And the reason I have it is because it means so much more than just those simple things like I've listed. And like, okay, if you're just healthy, you're going to live fully fulfilled. No, I think if you want to be fully fulfilled, you need to look for it in experiences and best friends and relationships and love and curiosity and opportunities and all these different things. And I'm going to talk to a few of them today to really make you live this most amazing life. I know that I hadn't been living for these things, and that's why I needed to take some time off. And I know now that the richness of life and the wealth that we want to really obtain is in these things. It is living, breathing in all of this that's listed on here and expanding us and in bigger thoughts and quiet time and inner reflection and forgiveness. I mean, we need all of those things. And we need the reminder to do them. I mean, I fell off the track and I just wanted to fall into a deep hole. And really what I needed to do is just pick one of these, which was interflection. And I needed to go interflect. And boy, do I feel the wealth and richness of my life like relight up again. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm just excited to be back on the mic because this season three is going to mean a lot to me. You're about to go through a freaking journey with me, and I could not be more excited for what's to come. Let's start off with something a little bit fun, like prepping for my wedding and wellness. Like, what does that look like? Because a lot of people have been like, we need an update on like what you're doing. And transparently, I had been extremely inconsistent with workouts. You guys, like, you know, I'm a workout fiend. I think I talk about it incessantly on here, But I thought I knew what I was doing. And I think what I basically did was, I've gone through so many journeys of working out. I'm not going to go into this whole backstory. All I'm going to say is, I think I thought I knew what excited me about working out. And it was like, ooh, when I saw a difference in my body. And then I changed my body. I got my boobs done and I got really, like, transparently, like a little bit depressed. I've actually asked some of my friends who have gotten their boobs done if they felt this at all. And they said they had brought it up to me. Actually, I felt like a little weird, like I had taken time off and my body started to change a little bit. And I felt like because I took time off, I couldn't get myself back into it. I was reverting back to like, well, I'll just sleep. Well, I just need to relax. Oh my God, listen to your body. My body's tired. Ooh, there's a little stretch in my chest. Maybe I need to back off. Even when the doctor said, no, you're good to go, I kind of retracted on myself. And then I just started making excuses. And I started prioritizing things like activities that weren't really exciting me, maybe like squeezing in friends that I should have just like said, hey, I can't do this. I need to prioritize my health. Doing all the wrong things that really are just about figuring out, oh, this is a pattern. I've been here before. I've not prioritized myself before. So that is why I stopped being consistent. And I'm not gonna even lie to you. Like that sucks as a fitness person, as a coach, when you fall off the bandwagon, you feel like a phony. It sounds so stupid, but it's the truth. So what I've been focusing on and what I'm focusing on literally this week, instead of saying, oh, this week I'm going to prioritize my workouts and then doing it next week, is I'm starting to wake up a lot earlier. And a part of all of this is I would have my alarm go off at 6 and I would snooze it and snooze it and snooze it until it was too late to work out before work. Okay. Then I would end up being so frustrated throughout my day, motivated, feeling like, oh my God, the countdown to my wedding. Now my batch is 2 months or 3 months away and my wedding is 9, 6 months, 8 months. I don't even know how far months out I am. That's really bad, but it's the truth. I need to get back into it somehow, some way. And I would just be like, frick, my work takes priority. You're right. My work takes priority. Okay. After work, someone asked for wanting to go on a walk. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll go on a walk. Even though I knew that what was important to me was prioritizing my workout for that night. Do you see how this happens? This rolls. I don't know if anybody's out there feeling this dang thing, but then I'd fall into the pattern again. So I started to realize that I needed to prioritize morning workouts again, because when I felt my best and I felt my strongest, I was prioritizing my morning workouts and I was doing consistent things. It wasn't random. It was always, okay, I'm lifting legs on Monday and Tuesday was upper body and Wednesday was like luck of the draw cardio, Thursday back to legs, Friday upper body, Saturday legs again, and then Sunday, whatever the hell I wanted. So I think what you need to remember is that sometimes the pattern works and I needed to get back into my pattern. Not only that, I'm adding 15 minutes of cardio to everything I'm doing because right now, I'm not as conditioned as I used to be. That's okay though. I still have muscle mass on me that is keeping me from being in a different shape than I think I would have been in had I not built up so much muscle. So now I'm like, okay, 15 minutes of cardio every single day, no ifs, ands, or buts, above a 135 heart rate. Thank God for Sid Samborski. She's telling me all that. And then I'm keeping my consistent workouts and I actually am just doing mostly strength training. Probably about like one cycle class a week because I'm training for a triathlon and then one run a week. Okay. So that's what I'm doing for my like fitness related things. The biggest thing I'm doing for my wellness pre-wedding is I need to prioritize the power of saying no. And I did that. And honestly, for one of the things I had to do it for, I was extremely upset about it, but I needed to do it. It was a matter of my mental health taking a turn for the worst. And that one was a friend's bachelorette. And that sucks to say. It really does. Granted, I wanted to be there more than anything, but I needed to prioritize myself. And it was not a full fuck yes for me because of how stretched on time, energy, resources, money I was at the time. Like I needed to say no. And what I'm realizing is that person understood. She's in the same area of life as I am. She understood more than anybody ever. And I was more worried about hurting her feelings when I wouldn't have showed up as my best self there. So if it's not a fuck yes for you, it's a no. And we need to stop thinking about everybody else's experiences, emotions, reactions around that, because you can't control them anyway, which is the let them theory in a nutshell, which we'll talk about in a second. So the power of saying no, having those consistent workouts that I'm really going to lean into and know that there's going to be ups and downs again, but I'm going to lean back in and not let myself fall off the bandwagon. I used to say this all the time. If you fall off one day, you bring yourself right back on, not instead letting that, choo-choo train just keep going and you're roundabout and you're falling off. Oh my God, well, I might as well made another day because I didn't do it yesterday. And having that loop is when you really see the most continued upset in your patterns. Nutrition, everybody, not everybody, but people have asked, like, what are you doing for nutrition post-wedding? And I'm really, really blessed that I already like to eat fairly clean and healthy. But what I'm really focusing on is hitting my protein goals and eating colorfully, meaning eating close to the ground. That's all that means. It's not a trick word, I promise. But my plate should look like a majority of protein, and then the other majority needs to be veggies, and then a partial majority needs to be carbs or fat or a mix of the two. So I know that sounds complicated, but really what I'm looking at is, since I weigh 145 pounds, I need at least 40 grams of protein in the morning, 40 at lunch, and 40 at dinner. And even then, I'm not at enough protein right there. I'm about 120 grams. You really got to go for the protein, and that's going to fill you up. And you got to lean into that. And then getting your veggies in and your carbs in with all of that is going to be so important. So I'm focusing on my protein. That's what I'm focusing on. I'm not focusing on counting calories, carbs, fat grams, nothing like that. So that's really what I'm focusing on for my like wellness on those pieces. I'm also, and this is really a weird one that I talked to a few of my really good girlfriends about, is I'm rediscovering my own opinion in decision-making. And it is kind of a like shit. I'm looking in the mirror a little bit being like, I am a people pleaser through and through. And I thought I was this like healed, magnificent person moving on. And in reality, I'm still leaning into the people pleasing tendencies that I have in the past. So when I feel that come up, when I say, oh my God, no worries, when I really mean like that is going to be a problem, I'm interflecting a little bit and trying to make quicker decision-making skills, saying, actually, you know what? That's not sitting well with me. We need to do something about that or change that. Doing it faster rather than letting it die off and letting it disappear. A lot of my friends were like, with the batch, you just got to do what you want to do. Cause I was like, I need to send everybody what we're going to do and make sure everybody wants to do it. And they're like, what do you want to do? And I knew even all my most amazing humans that are coming on the batch with me are my besties, and they're going to want to do what I want to do. Leaning into what you actually truly care about. Cause like, here, let me give you this example. My wedding planner had sent me something with like, I think it was something about the wedding, obviously about the wedding, but like about the table setting or something. And she was like, oh, how about this color versus this color? And I literally had an opinion immediately. I'm like, because I knew it wasn't going to hurt anybody's feelings. She wasn't bothered by which direction I was going to go with the tablecloth color. So why should I be so bothered by what I prefer when it comes with people? That's what I needed to remind myself. So that all ties into wedding prep wellness, because it is all about wellness. Seeing how wellness expands beyond just your working out, it also expands to your mindset, it expands to all of those things, your gut health, which is why I'm avoiding eggs and gluten still. Trying to heal that gut, baby, one step at a time. One vegan cookie at a time, which I found one good kind. I need to post to my Instagram. But the final thing I'll say is I've been working on my skin. Skin has been a problem lately, you guys. I don't love it. If you're in Minnesota, you know the weather is trash and it doesn't help your skin. But I think this is way more than that. I think this was stress, gut issues, like eating the foods that I knew was going to irritate me, including seed oils. Which, by the way, if you're somebody who can just eat seed oils, like obviously not good for you, but like if you can just eat them and be chill and not be a Karen at the restaurant, like I am so jealous of you because I have to be the Karen because my stomach goes absolutely apeshit. But I realized that it was no longer okay to just be okay with like having my skin be bad. And I needed to stop touching it. I needed to stop picking it. I needed to make sure that I was taking care of it, having my skin have a routine, just like my workouts have a routine and my eating has a routine. My skin needed that too. So since going to see my facial lady and getting my Botox and a little bit of filler on my lips, thank you, Lydia, and just like kind of getting on my maintenance for the wedding, my skin is like drying out in a good way. Like all the bumps are going away, which I didn't think would be possible at all because I've had so many issues with it. Now it's a matter of fixing the dark spots, which is going to take a lot of work. But we're going to do lasers. We're going to do some BBLs. And then there's one other type of laser that we're going to do. Scotty and Deacon are in here if you're hearing all that. And then skin pen. That is what I'm doing before my wedding. Holy shit, I'm doing skin pen. my friend was like, swear by it. It is what you need if you want to have your skin looking glossy and gorgeous before the wedding. Wedding prep wellness, that is what I'm doing. That's what you've missed. And honestly, the most important wellness of all of those is my mindset, my mind, and choosing myself and slow down. So that's what I'm really doing. But I've been on a journey, and I think what I needed to do is just be present in that journey. And remember how I said I was embracing the journey versus, being restrictive or restraining the journey? I have been putting so much pressure on myself to arrive at some destination. I think a lot of people out there, you can relate to this. We put so much pressure on ourselves to arrive to some destination when in reality, the journey is the most beautiful, amazing, learning part of the entire thing that we have going on, this crazy little ride that we're on called life. And I know that seems like really big and like unattainable, but I've been fighting this, like, I need to do more. I need to like know where I'm going. I need to do all these things. And little did I know, the entire time I'm living in La La Land, self-judging, being really like introspective, but not in a positive way, like really negative. Like, you're not doing enough. You're not being a good podcaster. You're being inconsistent with your dates, all these things. What I wasn't doing was time management. I was not being consistent with my posting. I wasn't aware of who needed me in that time that I could have been talking to and being a better podcaster and doing more had I just been focused instead of wishing for the next step and wishing to be like somewhere so much further away, embracing where I was in that moment and doing what was right in front of me that I knew I could control and do right. That's going to guide me where I want to go. So all that to be said, it's a lot about realizing the joy of being exactly where you are right now. Where you are right now is a beautiful place. And where you are right now is also a destination. You have done amazing big things in your life. You are an amazing, incredible human being. And I guarantee you have things that you're hard on yourself for that nobody else would be hard on you for. So just realizing that perfectionism while still pursuing growth is a positive and a negative. You can pursue growth and not be a perfectionist. Like, just doing your best is a beautiful thing. But also pushing yourself to think bigger and not harming yourself for not doing or getting the thing, the next step in your journey fast. Which brings me to what the community of WellSet has meant to me lately. And I can't get over the WellSet challenge, the 28-day challenge. And again, if you are not able to join that, no big deal. I'm going to have more. And honestly, it ended up being the reason I built what is coming, because that journey and that challenge, it was 28 days. It was 4 calls, which ended up being more like 6 calls because I didn't want to stop talking to this group of women. It ended up being a happy hour in person with mocktails at Red Cow. And then we also did a sauna camp. So we went cold plunging and got coffee before. We grew so much together and they grew so much with me. It like makes me emotional to talk about because those are the most incredible humans I have ever came in contact with. And they're you. They're listeners. They're people in our community. They're people in Wisconsin and Boston and all over the US and Canada that I got to get closer with in my own community and help them see, holy shit, I could do way more than what I'm letting myself out to know or do. We started week one with a future ideation. So I took them through basically a 10-year ideation experience. And there's a lot more to this. There's a guide and there was so much other things in a group chat that we had, but we ideated our 10-year goal. Then Anna Rosner, who just brought me on a retreat that was absolutely incredible, which I'll talk about in a second, talked to us about spirituality and guiding ourselves and knowing where we have blockages and kind of addressing those blockages, because you have to have the triangle of alignment in order to be really in your spiritual alignment. Then we talked to Callan and we built a AI therapist / spirituality guide that everybody put all of that information into so that they've got something where it's housed. It's not housed on a piece of paper anymore. And then finally, we had Maggie and we talked about human design and we gave ourselves grace. We gave ourselves grace because human design, literally, if you haven't listened to the episode with Maggie, go do it and go look up your human design on her website. It's Maggie Hilpich. You have permission to be who you already are. It's kind of like astrology, but it's completely more in depth and more insightful. And what I realized is I wasn't giving myself permission to be the person who sprints all out and then needs to retract and take a break, and then sprints all out and then needs to retract and take a break. I wasn't giving myself permission to be that person. I was just making myself look at the guy next to me who's all out sprinting 24/7 and trying to be that guy. I'm not that guy though. So why am I trying to force myself to be that person that I'm not? The point being, that journey that we were on, I want everyone to be on. And I don't want it to be 28 days. I want it to be forever. And I want everybody to feel like they can have expansive thoughts with expansive people, which is why I'm creating something called the Wealthy Circle. And if you're hearing this and that, even with the information that you just had, and you're enticed by it, there's a link in my bio. You can get on the wait list and I will tell you first the minute I open it up and I launch it. If you're in Minnesota, I'm going to launch it April 5th at an event with founders and basically an event with your head in the clouds where you can come and be around big-minded, expanding individuals who are doing big things in the community, but they're going to tell their real story and they're going to tell you how it wasn't probably pretty. And we can look at everybody like they're perfect and have to remember that they went through a lot of hard shit to get where they are. But being around expanders is going to make you think bigger. And sometimes just being in a community of people looking to expand makes you think so much bigger. You are on a completely different trajectory than where you were the day before. That's what the Well Said Challenge created for these women. And that is what I want to create at that event. And that is what I'm creating in the Wealthy Circle. So if any of that entices you or feels a little bit aloof, you're welcome to the party. But there is so much more that I want to create. And I've been beating myself up about what that is and trying to figure out why I can't wrap my head around it. Why have I not done more? Why have I not done more podcasts? All these things. It's because I didn't have the real life experiences to go do it. And now I fucking do. And now I'm going to create it for you. And I'm so fucking jazzed. And the podcast is not going anywhere. Don't worry. In fact, I'm on my shit again. I'm ready to record. I'm ready to have fun and have sister conversations about friends and relationships again, and have my sex therapist back and have all my wellness, healthy people back, because wellness is so well-rounded. But I want everyone to make sure that they tell their story, because what I felt was missing is we were learning a lot, but we weren't laughing a lot and we weren't hearing a lot of stories. And that's my favorite part about podcasting. So a lot going on there, but we're embracing that fucking journey right now. Okay. I think a few things that I want to not close with, but I want to talk about life-changing concepts that have happened over the past few weeks as my kind of next section of this podcast. The Let Them theory has transformed my perspective. And I know, oh my God, if you know Mel Robbins, she is incredible. She is like my mentor that I don't know yet, but I hope to be in a circle of hers one day. She talks about this theory about we have to let people just do what they're going to do and react how they're going to react and honestly decide their own behaviors, because you can't control them anyway. So letting them do what they're going to do gives you the grace to live your life the way that you want to live it and know that you're not in control of their reactions, actions, responses. You're only in control of yours. So let them, literally let them. If someone's going to do something bad, they're going to do something bad. Like if you're afraid of your significant other cheating, let them. You know why? Because that shows you their true character, and that would get you out before, instead of obsessing over it and trying to control their actions. You can't control anybody's reactions or actions. So let them. That theory has changed my life completely. It has changed this level of control that I feel like I've needed to have over my life, over the people surrounding my life and surrounding my lives. What? Either way, whatever. You get what I'm saying. It has helped me loosen the reins a little bit, which is what I needed to do. I needed to become a little bit softer and let them. So we're going to let them. That's what we're doing. I also said it's either a fuck yes or no, which I talked about earlier. I love how I said fuck yes, like so intensely in your ear. Sorry about that. But just like decision-making, how do I feel when I have something come into my calendar? Something non-work related, obviously. Work is not optional, but an event, something someone's asking me to do. So whatever, yada, yada, yada. A brand. If it's not a full body fuck yes, it's a absolute no. Because I know if I do the maybe thing, oh, maybe, and then I do it and I either half-ass and don't show up as my best version of myself, or the thing that I didn't really want to go to with friends that I was like, I wasn't feeling myself. I shouldn't be here. I'm half-assing it. That's not a good look, not a good feel, not my best representation of self. So we're not doing it if it's not a fuck yes. I have been reading 101 essays that change the way you think. And I actually have it right here because a lot of the girls were reading it on the challenge, and I'm actually going to read one little piece from it 10 things emotionally intelligent people do not do. One of the things in here that I really had a resignation little feeling with is they don't think that being fearful is a sign that they're on the wrong path. And I just want to read you this 2-sentence thing. The presence of indifference is a sign you're on the wrong path. Fear means you're trying to move towards something you love, but your old beliefs or unhealed experiences are getting in the way, or rather are being called up to be healed. So basically this is saying that when you feel fear, you're actually in the presence of needing to move forward and continue to grow. When you feel indifference, like I don't really know or care, that is a sign that you're on the wrong path. Got it? It's really beautiful. This book is incredible. I didn't realize how amazing Brianna Wiest is. I mean, I've heard her books are phenomenal, but I've really been getting into this and I'm already having my mind expand. It's one of those books I think you'd probably either you could leave it on your nightstand and read one chapter a day, or this might be a read a year. And I never thought I'd say that about a book, but I've been getting into books and reading, believe it or not. Who would have freaking thought? But reading is life-changing. I wish I wouldn't have resisted it for so long because it is time for me and it's time for reflection. And it has helped me process a lot of things. Finally, I just wanted to talk about the retreat experience. Let me just tell you, I've had a retreat on my bucket list for 2-ish, maybe 3 years now. Doing something for me, flying somewhere with nobody but myself, maybe someone I know. Anna is someone I knew who hosted the retreat, but I didn't know anybody else. You know what I'm saying? And going there because I wanted time away. What I don't share a lot is that I have really bad plane anxiety because I'm claustrophobic and because I like to be in control. When you're in a plane, you're literally in a tin tampon in the sky. Like, dude, not safe. Doesn't feel safe. At least it is safe. And I've been locked in a plane bathroom one time. So I'm like extra claustrophobic and like a little bit like not friendly with the plane experience because of that. But I wanted to be put outside my comfort zone. I don't like flying international without a comfort blanket, i.e. Jordan, my family, friends that are flying with me. And I flew to Costa Rica alone, not on purpose, missed my flight. That's another conversation. Goodbye with that. I wanted to spend time in a chakra healing meditation yoga environment because that's not my usual environment. Purposeful outside of my comfort zone. And let me tell you, tears are going to come to my eyes because it was the most incredible healing, important to slow down experience I've ever had in my entire life. I spent 5 days in a pattern of waking up, practicing yoga, eating a incredibly delicious, nutritious breakfast with protein and vegetables and fruits and all the things and carbs. And oh my God, the pancakes, I can't. And then walking to get a organic coffee and then quiet time sitting in meditation or surfing or doing an activity, and then another yoga practice or some sort of like internal practice and forgiveness ceremonies and digging into my insecurities / my worries. It was incredible. I wish everyone could feel what I felt on that retreat. I wish everybody could expand with women who need to be leaned on and also need to lean on other people. Like, these women were incredible, but I think what I've realized is we are all so incredible and powerful. Women, men, I don't care who you are, it doesn't matter who you are. When we look for deeper conversation, when we spend time giving each other grace and knowing that we're all on this journey of life, like when we were in the environment of the challenge, everybody had grace for each other. Everyone wanted to cheer everybody on, even though we didn't know each other that well. Everybody, when someone had a bad day, was lifting them up. When someone had a good day, was cheering them on and saying, holy shit, we're so proud of you. On the retreat, same idea. When someone shared something, everyone was there to hear them. When someone needed silence or quiet time or a hug, that was exactly what you were giving them. It's crazy that we have to be put in these experiences in order to get that feeling and give that grace to other people and then see our power. But hopefully we can solve for that in another time. You know, the wealthy circle, hopefully we'll solve for that in a way. But these retreats were incredible. And I got out of my comfort zone. And leaving there, I was sad because I thought I could just like, you know, bring it and bundle it all up and bring it back home with me. But I think what you realize leaving retreats is that you're going back to your normal life and you need to embody the retreat person and bring them back versus I'm so changed. I know spirituality. I know I can meditate in, you know, in the craziest of experiences. I can meditate driving the car. Like, that's not how it works. It's not how it works. You need to bring that person back. And that's what I'm going to try to do. So incredible. 10 out of 10. My whole life perspective has shifted because of that retreat. What I want in life, what I believe in, my circle, the power of my circle has expanded. And just honestly, what happiness means to each and every person, you kind of get this like better sense of what feels and resonates with you. So I just wanted to say that. Final thoughts. I just wanted to take a second and talk about like what the dimensions of wealth are, because it's all encompassing of what I've realized in this wedding journey, embracing the journey, and on my retreat and all those expansive thoughts that I've had. Experiences, wealth and experiences, right? Like this whole idea of the wealthy circle and this whole idea of season three being about wealthiness, W-E-L-L-T-H-Y. Remember, I'm not talking about money here. In experiences is quality over quantity. We want quality experiences. We don't want a million experiences. The richness comes from the quality of the people you're experiencing things with and the intentionality, like a retreat where I went and did that intentionally, right? Instead of going to a yoga class, which is beautiful, and having your phone near you and then running back to your phone the minute you get out of that yoga class. That's not an experience that you're going to remember forever. I'm not saying you need to spend money to go do this retreat, but having an reflection time is incredibly impactful and longer than you're willing to give yourself time for. Relationships, they are the wealth of you and entirely, I think. And what I wasn't nurturing transparently was Jordan, my most important relationship, transparently. We were so busy, go, go, go. And thank God he always reminds me like, this was our busy season. It's okay. I wasn't showing up there. Like, why would I leave the most important, one of the most important things in my life astray? You've got to nurture your relationships. And I need to be better about that with my friends. But priority number one was nurturing Jordan. And that is like non-negotiable, non-debatable. Community, finding your people. That's why I do what this is. You all are a community. You are a community of mine, but I want to share your power, your guys' energy, your guys' hopes and dreams for the future, your guys' definition of wealth with each other. I want to make that so you can like attain it. I want everybody to talk to each other. Like that's my big thing. I get write-ins all the time that are like, I wish we all could talk to each other like and intermingle. And I don't want it to be a Facebook group because that doesn't feel like enough for me. I want it to be more. So I'm working on that. And that's what the wealthy circle is going to be. Balance. What it actually looks like day to day is going to change and ebb and flow. But balance means you have windows of time where you don't have to do anything because you have so many windows of time where you have activity after activity, a go, go, go. And we got to give ourselves a little bit of grace. That's for freaking sure. Balance it. Balance the shit you don't want to do with the shit you do want to do, you know? And I'm not talking about the fuck no versus yes thing. I'm talking about like, you got to do work no matter what. It's got to get done, right? You also got to cook the new meal that you wanted to cook because you wanted to do it. You need to feed yourself good, yummy, juicy, beautiful experiences to have balance. Friendship, I don't even need to talk about that one. My God, it's something we need. Strength is mental, emotional, and physical. Self-discovery is the ongoing journey that we have wealth and self-discovery. Are you kidding me? Finding out who the hell you are. That is freaking wealth right there. Are you joking? Vulnerability at the same vein, like the strength of openness. That's what I learned on this trip. Holy Jesus. Shared some deep, dark secrets. Hopefully those girls signed an NDA, but oh my God. Just that darkness and that vulnerability that I saw with other people made me feel like I could do it too. So being vulnerable, maybe if you can take that first step of being vulnerable with your people, they'll also take the step to do it. And they'll feel like you gave them the space to do that. Spirituality and forgiveness. Forgiving is the one thing I'm going to leave you with today because on our trip, we did a forgiveness ceremony. And I was very nervous about this. And I was like, I wonder if I'm going to forgive one of my SA people, right? I actually forgave myself because this whole theme of season three and this whole theme of where I'm going with wellness and being wealthy in life is giving yourself grace. Wellness means and wealthy means so many things. But I will say if you can't forgive yourself and stop beating up on yourself, you are not going to be able to live an abundance of lifestyle and feel so wealthy with all the things around you. I was beating me myself up so bad for not being enough, not making enough, not making enough out of this podcast, not making enough out of my platform, all these fake notions that I was making, beating myself up about trauma that I had. What? Excuse you? Beating myself up about not like getting over things faster, like my essay. Like, ew, I needed to forgive myself. And guess what? When I met myself with forgiveness in that ceremony in Costa Rica, where I wrote a letter to myself about forgiving myself and just saying, I'm sorry that I was so hard on you. And I'm sorry that you felt like you couldn't have grace. Holy shit, I'm lifted. I don't have a weight on my back. I'm not beating myself up every day. I'm alive again. Like, I can let go. I can be happy. I gave myself permission to be happy again. And I am getting emotional right now because we deserve to forgive ourselves. I don't know what you're holding on to right now, but my God, if you can do one thing for yourself, it's forgive yourself, because it changed my life. And I mean it. Like, this is real emotions. Like, I can't even believe I'm expressing all of this right now, but I forgave myself for all of those things and I needed it more than anything. And now I'm shedding. Hence me sitting in a random fuzzy chair you've never seen. This is my office chair, shedding my old colors because my colors are changing. The purple is not going anywhere. Don't worry. Purple's staying because I'm becoming a new person. I'm ready to take the steps forward when I was forcefully holding myself back by just being mean to myself all the time. I'm ready for all this new change. I'm ready for the wealthy circle. I'm ready for Well Said to be themed on wealthiness and wellness and the stories of real people and the laughs. And holy shit, it's going to be incredible. I just think of all the things that I'm ready to do now, including an agency and all these. I'm ready for life and I'm ready to embody all of that for you. And I just wanted to say before I was saying, like, I'm not sorry that I missed episodes. You know what? No, I am a little sorry. I'm sorry for being the constant that you had and then not being constant for you. Because that's what I'm sorry for. I'm not sorry that I didn't make it on the mic because mama needed bricks, but I am sorry for being a constant and then pulling that away from you if that's what you needed, because you are so entitled to needing that thing that I was providing. And I'm hoping to be that constant for you again. So that's all. It's late here. I needed to get some things off my chest and tell you where I am. I have so many fun people coming on and so many boss women and incredible human beings that I'm going to share with you on wellness and wealthiness and what like an abundance of life looks like and just like how we can all embody that and telling real ass stories and also just having real ass laughs, because I am a funny person and I felt like I've clashed with like my serious side and wanting to give you tangible, amazing things and then like my wellness funny side where I can like be this funny person that I literally am. Why am I saying I'm so funny? Like, I'm acting like I'm hilarious, but you know what I'm saying? I tell jokes. I don't want them to clash anymore. I want them to be one. That's all part of where I'm going. So if you can do anything right now, number one, the hoodies are literally almost sold out. Like, I can see them right now and five of them are going out the door in 2 seconds. So I've literally like 10 left total. So if you want a hoodie, buy them. If you want a hat, buy them, because there's not that many left. If you want to be on the wait list for the Wealthy Circle or anything that I'm doing, find it in my bio. You just need your name and phone number and email. That's all I need. Don't worry. I won't spam you. I'm not a spammer. And if you were in Minnesota, go sign up for my event. I'll put it in my bio in just a second. This event is going to be fucking incredible. I literally cannot wait. It's going to be April 5th at the Hutton House in Minnesota. If you're in Minnesota, I hope you're here. If you're not, I promise when I'm big enough and I can expand, I'm going to come to new cities. I swear. Who knows? Maybe it'll be Arizona. But I have real shit coming for you. And I've said that many times, but I'm ready to give you all the things that I've wanted to give you. So you're incredible. I love you. Thank you for being patient with me while I took a little break, but that's the last break I'm going to need, I think, in a long time, because I am so ready for and energized by life again. Thanks for letting me ramble. I'm excited for the next conversation with the guest, which will be next week. But in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with a little mystery. So I'm not going to tell you who it is or what it is, but I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for supporting me as Well Said Sid and as a human being. And if I could leave you with one thing, forgive yourself, please. I loves ya. Bye.